Great to have your company again on this Thursday. Looking forward to seeing one of the sprint races of the year on Saturday in Sydney. It's only worth $500,000, $14.5 million lighter than the Everest, but it may well be the Everest, and Gordon Richards' star sprinter Gitra is back in action. It's great to catch up with Gordon. Good morning, Gordon. You well?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. Yourself?
Very well indeed, mate. Gee, there's nowhere to hide on Saturday.
You're not wrong. Yeah, it'd be one not for the faint-hearted either, that's for sure.
Absolutely. When's the last time you actually saw your boy, Gitra, who's been based over in Sydney and New South Wales with all the COVID situation?
About 10 seconds ago. I'm looking at him now.
Oh, you over there now as well?
Yeah, I came over last a weekend ago, so I've been here nearly 2 weeks now. We can't sort of start Warwick Farm. We're staying at Rand. Where can we drive here every day and supervise him, basically. He looks $1 million. He looks really does look good.
Yeah, happy with the decision to leave him over there and spell. Has he had a good time in the months off?
Yeah. He's a good place up at Hawkesbury. They really look after him. They looked after him after he had his operation on his knee 12 months ago. We sent him back there. They know the horse. Especially with the COVID situation now, it worked out to be a really good, really good move.
Logistically, is that very difficult, the COVID situation in Sydney at the moment and the protocols that you need to go through?
Yeah, it is. Anyone looking after him here at the stables, Claire Cunningham Stables, they can't go to the races with him. They can only stay at Warwick Farm. So the guy that runs the adjustment, or owns the adjustment place, he comes and picks him up on race day or trial day because he's not domiciled at Warwick Farm. He picks him up, takes him to the trials, and he'll take him to the races tomorrow. I can't live here at Warwick Farm. We're living at Randwick, and we come out every day. So it just makes it a little bit harder that way. Jason can't come and ride him because he's not allowed to come to Warwick Farm. And the guy riding him work, he's doing a great job, Josh Evans, and girl here looking after him, Melanie Kane. She's done a fantastic job with him. She treats him like he's hers. She might pinch him off us.
So you'll be based there for the next month and a half, is that the situation?
Yeah, and less things change around. I think I could have shifted him to Randwick, but that means that would defeat the whole purpose of the exercise in leaving him here, spelling it at Hawkesbury, and then coming to Warwick Farm. So would have defeated the purpose. So we've left him here, and we motor up every day from Randwick.
Well, he certainly looked good in the two trials. It was a really soft first trial, and then he was asked for a bit more where he beat Home Animo last start. Are you happy with how he's come back? Because last time he was first up, he absolutely pants Nature Strip.
Well, he did, and he ran a four-length faster time than beating him then than what Nature Strip did winning the Concord a couple of weeks ago. So I know you can't read a lot into that, but he's certainly not going worse than that, and... Yeah, Nature Strip might have improved. But look, whatever happens Saturday, there'll be some heroes made up and there'll be some bubbles burst, I guess. And just hope it's not ours.
Well, one thing in his favour, it's going to be a red-hot speed battle, isn't it?
You'd think so. Sometimes those races can be a bit tricky where, say, three or four leaders, they all decide that I'll let someone else lead. And unless they talk it amongst themselves beforehand, and I doubt whether they'd do that. If they all come out there with the intent to go forward, then it's going to be on for young and old.
What's the track conditions predicted to be on Saturday, Gordon?
We've had a bit of rain at Randwick. We got a bit of rain again last night, not a lot. But I'm tipping it'll only be 5 at worst, probably better. So it doesn't worry him. He won the Yes, Yes, Yes. I think that was a 9 or something then, and he won that running away. I'd just like a wet track, you know. 4 or 5 would be fantastic.
Mm. Are you surprised he's $12? He's considered the third outsider of the field.
Yeah, it staggers me. But they may be right. they may be right. They'll either live to regret it, or they'll be getting patted on the back because they knew what they were talking about. So I think there's a bit's been taken into his two runs in the spring where, you know, things never went right for him either race. But he's back here and as well as he can be.
He flies first up. Is there much improvement to head into the Everest, obviously, second up, though?
Yeah, I think he can improve. Like last year, we won the Concord first up, then we took a six-week break into the Everest, and I think his run was really good. I think if he'd, he can get a bit edgy in the gates, and it was a bit slow to step away, probably half a length or so, and that put him back in the field a bit, where he sort of isn't all that happy. When he was just behind the Grey Horse Classic Legend when it took off, and it sort of left him standing flat-footed a bit for a while. If he hadn't been able to tack on to him, I'm not sure he would have beaten it, but he would have run probably second rather than third. So, yeah, I don't think the 6 week break to a month break this year. I think it's perfect.
Well, you've already got your slot, so you can sit back and plan everything out beautifully, and you'll be one of the South Australian favourite sons, no doubt. And as a proud South Aussie, you must be absolutely rapt to see. You've got Gitra resuming in Sydney, and you've got two South Aussies who are fighting out favouritism in Big Behemoth and Bo Rosser in the Group 1 Rupert Clark at Caulfield.
I think the South Aussie horses are holding their heads up well. It's a credit to South Aussie with the small racing community we've got, that we've got them sort of horses running around. I mean, they're not super dear horses. I think we paid 40 grand for this horse. They paid 6,000 for Behemoth, and I think it was probably 70 or 80 for Bo Rosser. So, you know, they're not the multi-million dollar priced horses, and owners are having heaps of fun with them.
There's no doubt about that. Well, after the footy last week, you need the horses to provide some happiness for South Aussies.
Oh, and I barrack for Port, and that's just woeful. I turned it off at half time. But you can do that if you're not at the football. I don't like walking out halfway through a game, but if you're sitting and watching on TV, then you can just turn it off and watch something else. And it just wasn't that team. They just never turned up. The players are there. So why didn't they play to their best? I don't know. But that, I'm glad I'm not a footy coach, because you've got half the state trying to cut your head off.
There's a few of the poor boys that love their racing. Have you ever trained any for them?
Yeah, I've got Ollie Wines and Tom Cleary, Darcy Byrne-Jones. They're in a horse I've got with them. He did win a race, a horse called No Strings, but he's limited, but they bought into a two-year-old, or a yearling I bought this year, is a two-year-old now by Speeth, and he looks, he's just come into work, he's been a month, and he's showing good signs, he's a nice horse, so they love their racing.
That's good to see. What about back home on Saturday? You've got a few nice chances. Magic, Max, how did he come through that run at the Valley?
Yeah, he comes through okay. He was the widest runner in the straight, and he didn't handle the Valley, put it that way. Back to 1100 around Morphettville on the outer track. And a smallish field. I think he'll go well. He's quite a nice horse. He did work good Tuesday morning too. So I expect he'll run a good race.
You've also got Bold Star, who goes around in the feature race. He's a horse that's been so good for the stable. How's he going at the moment?
Yeah, he's come back good. His last prep, he tapered off. He hasn't won a race for 16 starts, but a lot of them are placings in Group 1 races. So, he's thrown into that race on weights, I reckon, 55 and a half. He did draw out a shade wide. I'd like to be a little bit closer than that. But the outer track at Morphettville, 1100. I thought his run at the Valley was really good. He was three lengths behind the second last horse before the corner. He did only run last, but his sectionals were probably the best in the race, so he'll go well Saturday.
Well, that's a good push at $13 for Bold Star.
Yeah.
Gordon,
imagine. Sorry.
Oh, we'll have a little something on that. I was going to say, great to catch up, mate. Great to hear you're safe and sound in Sydney looking after Geetra. I can't wait to see the big boy back on Saturday.
No worries, buddy. Thanks for the call.